see a miracle, when you hear about a miracle, shouldn't we share about the miracles of God? Just the other day on the news, we heard that that little five-year-old boy in Minnesota who was thrown over the third tier, the third level of the at the mall, might be home by the end of summer. No brain damage. Nothing. They're going to fix the broken bones and stuff, but there's nothing. It's a miracle. That's all you can say. It's a miracle, and God is part of it, and I just pray that it continues. But the hope and the joy that it brings to people just to hear something good. Imagine that. We're so hungry about hearing good news that when we hear a little piece, we should be sharing good news about God and everything He's doing in our life. Every day, all the beautiful things that God has shown us. How many have seen the colors of the trees and the leaves and the flowers? They're all coming up. We had nothing to do with that. That's God saying, how do you like me now? Praise God. Let's stand up and pray together. Now, we were at a facility the other day, and a woman did a Bible study as we were leaving, and she kind of messed this up, and I smiled because you all know, you all been here with me enough to know that when we do the Lord's Prayer, how many times I've actually messed it up because it's just so beautiful. But let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Sit down, give him praise, and let's have a wonderful day at church. Lots of reading this morning. Let's share God's word. We're going to read the Bible together. Here we go. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
Where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord.
For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you.
Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces.
For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Hallelujah. From Psalm 122. That's in your Bible. And it's a wonderful thing to read the Bible. How many would like to read more? If you'd like to read more, guess what? Just open it up to any page. Open it up to the book of Romans. Open it anywhere. And especially if you've got one of these teaching Bibles that we have in church, open it up some night and just start reading His Word. And if it doesn't mean anything to you, turn the page, go to another book. But when you start reading something that starts talking to you, and look at the notes and how it explains it, all of a sudden you feel like, hey, I understand something in the Bible, but here's the key. How many want to know the key? Here's the key. When you come to church on Sunday, I prayed all week, what am I going to preach about? And you listen to my teachings and the preaching, and you tell me, oh, that was great. But here's the thing. When you read the Word of God, guess who God is talking to? You. As I read it and I do the study and I go back and forth, God is talking to me, and I get so full of things I want to share. But when you talk, Sir Deacon Sergio, when you read the Word, even one page, He has a chance to talk to you, to your ears, as you start to read the Word. All of a sudden say, oh, I get that. And again, I say, if you don't understand what you're reading, turn the page. Go to Romans. Go to John. Stay in the New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Promise. From who? From Jesus. Hallelujah. I just had to start there. Now, I have a testimony I want to share with you today, and it's not an easy one in one sense. How many love God? I want you to tell me again. Do you love Jesus? Okay, praise God. We were at a place the other day, and this woman who works there, I've known for, God, 20 years. She's worked at many facilities. Her daddy passed away this month. I don't know if you remember Tara or not. Tara used to work at Glen. She looks at River Glen. And her daddy passed away. She didn't know Jesus. She doesn't. She said, oh, I've heard about Jesus. I believe he's a kind of a good guy. I always thought of him as a hippie walking around with long hair. But she did not know the Word of God. She did not know the promises of God. All her life, she has never heard about the promises. She had no faith at all. And here's the part that I want to share with you. Without any faith at all, I could not give her any comfort. I couldn't give her any peace. I hope you're right. Oh, I hope you're right. Her daddy was really big with his church. He went to a Catholic church and he was really big. He did a lot of volunteering. He did a lot of ministry work there. And the last thing he said to her before he passed away, the day that he passed away, he said to her, "Would you say two prayers for me?" And she looked at him and she said, "Yeah." And I told her, I said, "I know why he picked you to say two prayers for me, because he's worried about you and your soul and your spirit." And no matter how many times we tried to console her, put our arms around her, my wife was talking to her, we couldn't give her any comfort. She just kept, oh, I hope you're right. Oh, that sounds so good. Oh, yeah, but I don't know. But I don't know. And I think, Lord, you see, this is what we have. It's easier to talk to somebody who knows nothing about God, who hasn't heard anything, and just believes what you're saying, and just listens to what you're saying, and let it in her spirit. Because of her unbelief, and because of the years and years and years that it took to build up all that unbelief and uncertainty, we couldn't give her any comfort. And that's why it's important for us to always try to talk to your children about God. If they don't believe you, if they laugh at you, so what? You're just saying, hey, God really loves you. This Jesus is real. And they might laugh at you, but 2 years later, something might happen. Maybe one of their friends, somebody they trust, might say, "Hey, I'm going to church. You want to come?" And they say, "Wait a minute. My mom told me about church. My dad told me about church." Yeah, I'll go with you. You see, you plant the seeds. And that's what we need to do as brothers and sisters. Because trust me, I wanted to give her all the comfort I would do at a memorial service, talking about paradise, talking about how great God is and all the promises of being with our loved ones again and all the places, no pain, no sorrow, no fear. And she kept saying, "Oh, I hope you're right. Oh, I don't know." And right? She was in misery. She was lost. And I couldn't give her that. So we need to pray, and I need to pray with you, and you need to pray with me, that we tell more people simply about Jesus, about the Bible, and about how wonderful these promises are, and how much peace. The Bible says peace, ready, that surpasses your own understanding. That means it's smarter than you are. That gives you peace beyond your own understanding. You get this peace because we've all faced losing, and we know how powerful and how sad that is. But without God, we would all be lost. All of us. We have hope in God. How many hope? I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about hope. We all hope, but we hope in God. We just don't hope into the wind, and we don't hope into the sea. We hope in God, and we couldn't reach her. So let's pray together that we all understand that there's people who need the Word of Jesus. There's healing in the Word of Jesus. There's comfort. There's peace. They're not alone anymore. They're not lost to say, "Oh, I hope so." No, they say, "I know so." Lord, thank you for your Word that's in our hearts, but we need to share it with more people. We need to plant little seeds. Don't overwhelm them, but plant little seeds with your children, with your grandchildren, with your friends, with your neighbors. Those who come against you, we're supposed to pray for. That's why. They come against you. They don't know your God. They come against you. They don't know what the Bible says. We pray for them. Oh, that you would see the peace if you knew the Word of God. If you let it get inside of you. If you let that spirit that God gives us just grow inside of you, you'll see. It enhances who God made you to be. It gives you peace and joy and comfort that the world does not understand. You have power in your words. You all have power in your words because you love Jesus. So I pray this morning you understand that there's so many who are lost. And we need to just plant seeds. We need to talk to them, lead them, any way that we can to give them hope that they didn't have 2 minutes before that. So, Lord, to let you know that the Word of God is strong and powerful, and it does get into our spirit and gets through us, and we just need to know we need to share what we have. We can't keep it under a basket. We can't keep it to ourselves. We need to tell others about it, no matter how many times they reject us. We need to keep telling them and pray that other people will tell them, and somebody that they trust will say something to open the door to Jesus, and we all have salvation. And the angels in heaven will rejoice when a sinner repents. That's the power that we have. That's what we have inside of us. I pray that you feel that today and hold on to that and tell somebody you haven't told about God. Just say it to them. Have that faith and let God move mountains. In Jesus' name, I pray that for us this morning.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace.
That. Give him praise, church. Hallelujah. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Peter, they were just like we were. They were believers. We're believers. And they walked like we walked as believers. And nothing changed in their life except they were with Jesus and they loved him. But they weren't strong. They weren't powerful. They weren't able to preach because they were lacking one thing that we now have. Let me read to you. In the book of Acts, Luke writes, "The former account I made, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit," through who?
Holy Spirit.
"The Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom he had presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs." It's saying right there that he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 years and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.'" Woo. "Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' And he said to this," and this is important, "'It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put into his own authority.'" Jesus is saying it's not for us to know when Jesus is coming back, when he's coming back, when God the Father is going to establish the kingdom. We shouldn't be worried about that. But listen, Jesus said this, "But you, are you ready? You shall receive power." What are you going to get? "When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Hallelujah. When the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they became powerful. They had that Spirit of God inside them. When you took Jesus into your heart today, again, when you acknowledge that, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You have power. Say that with me. I have power. You have that. Now you say, "I don't know if I do. I don't know. I don't feel it. I don't know if I do." Well, I'm telling you what, it doesn't matter what you feel, because God said he gave it to you. He gave it to you. If you had a brand new car out there and you're driving down the road, it's 85 degrees outside, and you're driving, and the guy next to you says, "Shoo, turn on the air conditioning." Well, you say, "I didn't know I had air conditioning." And then he hit a button, all of a sudden you feel cool. Does that mean you didn't have air conditioning before you turned it on? If you're driving a long distance from Nova Scotia and you're going down the highway and you got the cruise control thing. "I'm tired." And the other guy says, "Cruise control, what's that?" "Oh, it's that little button right there." "Oh, look at that. Before you used it, did you have it?" Well, you have the Holy Spirit because God, Jesus said, I have to go, but when I go, I'm going to give you the Spirit of God. And the Bible says nothing, nobody, no power, no principality, no man can separate you from the love of God. Nobody can separate you from that Holy Spirit. There's a lot of religions that teach they can, and God bless them for trying. But the Bible says nobody can take that power from you. But understand this. It wasn't till after the apostles received that power that they waited for, that they wrote this book. Think about that. Paul was a great man, amen? Peter was a great man. Remember Peter with the denied him three times guy? He didn't write anything before he had that. James didn't write anything. John and Luke and Mark didn't write anything before they got the Spirit of God. And when they got the Spirit of God, what happened? They became power. I'll read it again. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? It's better. You guys are good today. I'm all fired up. Sorry about that. No, I'm not. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. If I read that to that woman I talked about before in testimony, she would not have accepted that. It would have sounded like some foreign language. But you know the truth, and the truth has set you free. Hallelujah. If you love me, Jesus said, if Jesus was standing right here and his presence is here, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. What's he going to do? Give you something, that he may abide with you forever. How long? Forever. Who can take that away from you? Nobody. God gave you his Spirit. The Spirit of truth, it says, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Hallelujah. If anyone loves me, Jesus said, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Hallelujah. And then he said, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. What's he going to do? And bring you to remembrance of all things that I said to you. Peace I leave you with. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. He will teach you. The Spirit of God is inside of you, ready to teach you. You have to go to class to be taught. You have to give him 2 minutes of your day, 3 minutes of your day, 5 minutes of your day. Sit somewhere alone. Talk to God. Let him talk to you. He will lead you. He will show you things. And he will bring, I love this part about remembrance. You ever talk to somebody who really loves God? They remember this scripture or they remember that. If somebody has a question and they have the answer, that's because the Spirit inside has given them remembrance. Oh, I remember what the Word said about faith. Oh, I remember what the Word said about love. Oh, forgiveness. And all of a sudden that Spirit just reaches up and gives you that help, because he is the Helper. He is the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I had to go away. You know why? Because as long as Jesus was here, how many people was he? One. He couldn't be everywhere else. But when Jesus went back to heaven with his Father, he sent the Spirit. His Spirit can be everywhere, all the time, all knowing, because he is inside of each and every one of us. We may use him differently. We may not know we have air conditioning. We may not know we have cruise control or whatever, four-wheel drive. But whatever, it doesn't matter what you know. God wants to fill you. That's what we're talking about, being filled with the Spirit. When this church becomes Spirit-filled, it's a powerful church. You see, remember again, the apostles could do nothing, Sergio, until they got the Spirit. Understand, they loved God. God, Peter would have died for him. James loved him. They all loved him. John, oh, the one whom Jesus loved, had no power No power until the Spirit came inside of him. That's why a church needs to be on fire, lit, Spirit lit, Spirit-filled churches that really bring people to God, where the church knows that they know. How many are going through something today? We're all going through things today. But when the Spirit inside of you, it just gives you hope and gives you strength and it gives you these powers that you never thought you had, because God said, I'm going to give you power. And that's the difference between us with and without the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This is so good. You go to the book of Romans. I'm telling you, if you ever want to, so one page. I ask you, I challenge you to read one page. Just find a page that you, and if you know, the Bibles that we have now are so nice. They're so, you know why they're nice, Missy Lane? Because it gives you a little title of what paragraphs are. In other words, I'm going to read from Romans 5. And it says, in Romans 5, you turn to Romans 5 and say, let me see what I got here. And what does it say? Faith triumphs in trouble. So I know what that little paragraph is going to be about. And the next one is Christ in our place. And the promises granted through faith. The Bible tells you what it's going to talk about. So when you find something, listen to this. Romans 5. Therefore, oh yeah, I want to say this too. Thank you. When you hear the word therefore, Jim, when you read the Bible, and I know you're a reader. When anybody reads the Bible and you come across the word therefore, it means that's it. It's settled. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Therefore, it is. Therefore, that's it. There's no question. There's no... It's therefore. Therefore, Maryland's a Red Sox fan. Therefore, settled. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Who has peace?
We do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you rejoice in that?
Yeah.
You've been justified by how? Faith. What is faith? Believing that Jesus is who he said he is and died on that cross for you. That's it. That's your faith. Having peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Are you ready? Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. But I'm telling you, church, you should be on your feet praising God for that. That is a promise that really should change your life. All the things you go through, you can use them to get closer to God. Sometimes you feel all alone. That's a good time to get close to God. But those tribulations should give you character and should give you hope. And I'm going to read that again. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by who? The Holy Spirit who has been given to us. By who? Who gave us the Holy Spirit? Who did? Are you guys with me today? Wake up. Come on. Wake woo. Wake everybody up. Let's go. Pastor. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Hallelujah. That's you. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. This is important. You did not receive the Holy Spirit, that spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. That's our promises. Thank you, Lord. This is a beautiful one. Are you ready? Are you all with me?
Yes.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. God, we all hate to admit how weak we are. I know. We're all strong, independent. We can do all things because we can do it all. We have to admit when we're weak. We have to admit those things. We have to humble ourselves. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we did not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts know what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. We all have things we're praying for. I don't have to tell you what I'm praying for. You don't have to tell anybody else. But God knows. And sometimes you don't know how to pray or what to pray or the right words to pray. And God is telling you, I've given you help. the Holy Spirit. So you sit down and you just say, Spirit, Spirit, pray for me. Spirit, talk to Holy Spirit. And the groanings which cannot be uttered. Some people call that talking. Talking in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Tongues. Anybody ever heard that expression, tongues? Don't ever let that worry you, because it's another gift from God. It's another part of the power from the Holy Spirit. Some Sunday I'll teach you on that. I don't want anybody to be afraid of hearing somebody speak in tongues. But Paul said, not in church, not if somebody can't interpret. But you have this power. And the power has been given you who will intercede for you. So those things you're worried about, and we all have things that we worry about, those things should go to the Spirit. You should take some time alone and ask the Spirit to pray for you, because He knows. He knows you, and He's going to take it to Jesus in the most perfect way, because they're one and the same. Hallelujah. What a gift He has given us. What we don't know what we should pray for, but the Spirit makes intercession for us. What a powerful gift. Thank you, Lord. What then shall we say to these things, brothers and sisters? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare His own Son, amen? But delivered Him up for all of us, amen? How shall He not with Him also freely give us all these things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? And that's you and me. It is God who justifies. Understand those words. It is God who justifies. Who is He who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus is sitting at the Father's right hand for you this morning, making intercession for you through the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus is doing. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation?
No.
How about distress?
No.
Persecution?
No.
Famine? Nakedness? Peril or sword?
No.
I'm telling you who you are. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the message that you need to hear. That's you. That's where you stand. You are more than conquerors. That doesn't mean you're not going to cry. It doesn't mean you're not going to have pain. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through things. But God wants to lift you up. And I'm going to close right here. I want to close with the word therefore. Can you say therefore?
Therefore.
Hallelujah. Therefore.
Therefore.
Hebrews 12. Strengthen the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. That's the message for all Christians. Stand strong in your faith. Stand up and face it. Stand up and tell people about God. Stand up and share the good word. Stand up and don't be weak. Don't let unbelievers see a Christian be weak. God said, I have lifted you up. You have no reason to be weak. What you're going through is going to make you closer to me. It's going to make you stronger. You're going to want more of God. And anytime you want more of God, it's a good thing in your life. So be strong and face those things. Have a family. I want you to look around today and see your family. This is your family. When you're going through things, call on somebody here. Talk to somebody here. Love somebody here. Show compassion and forgiveness to somebody here. Because this is the gift that God has blessed us with in this house. Give Him praise, church. Give Him praise. Whew. Therefore. That's a powerful word in the Bible, brothers and sisters.
Y'all can sing this song. It's Amazing Grace, and we all have it. So everybody sing with me. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious was that grace appeared the hour I first believed. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise as when we first begun.
Sing the first verse with me, everybody.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
We all have it. Amazing grace.
Therefore, you have a gift from God. You read the Bible and let God talk to you. Read a page tonight. Let God talk to you. The Bible says there are many books to read that are wonderful to read and bring you closer to this or closer to that and teach you this or that. But it said the Bible is God's word to us. If I read the Bible and I get a message for you and you enjoy the message, that's a blessing. But if you read the Bible, you read one page of the Bible and you get a message, God is talking to you. And then you call me and we share that message because God wants to talk to you. He knows you. He knows me. He wants to know you. And he wants you to know him, that you be stronger in life when we face all these things that we face, and you learn to enjoy the blessings of each day and the hours of each day and see how good God is and the things he is blessing his children with. And then you let that Holy Spirit rise up inside of you and change who you are, make you stronger. Make you stronger than God wants to lift you up. That's how beautiful it is. And this church becomes spirit-filled. We lift this church. We'll start to float in the air. It'll be a light so bright that it'll feel like God is right here. And the people have to see what's going on here and understand why it's going on. And you just say, it's God. Give him praise, church. Gave God your heart, gave Jesus your heart again. You're all born again today.
Yes.
You did. One of the pastors I like to read said every new revelation deserves a new rededication. I thought that was wonderful when I read that. Any new thing you find out about God, anything different, just deserves a rededication to God. Just like, oh, this is great. I want more. Hallelujah. But you all confessed this morning that you love the Son. Hallelujah. So we're all going to do this in remembrance of Jesus as he asked us to do the Lord's Supper, as he asked us to do on that cross when he gave his life once for all. And we do this in remembrance of him. He took the bread, blessed and broke it, and said, this is my body being torn for you. They did not have the Holy Spirit then. They did not understand. But you have that today. He said, eat and do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. spend a minute with God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Of you this morning. This is a new day. Everything is new and shiny. God wants to share so much with you. You get that peace from God. Your body heals. Your mind able to think. You just have that knowing, that joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're simply doing this together this morning to remember what Jesus did for us on that cross. We do this in Jesus' name. We know that we all fall short daily. We know that sin is real. But we also know that Jesus came to forgive us from them sins. So we ask him this morning before we partake, Lord, remove all the iniquities of this week. Help us, Lord, cleanse us, Lord, to make us right to receive this beautiful sacrament of your blood, Lord, that removes all our sin and covers us from the sins of the world as we partake of the blood of Christ. Forgive us, Lord. That we may be able to receive this morning. Repent, brothers and sisters. Ask God to cleanse you this morning. Let this miracle of miracles raise you up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, world. The world cannot give you this salvation. A religion cannot give you this salvation. The salvation comes from Jesus. The forgiveness of our sins. To make us clean, holy, and part of the family of God comes from Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The power that you have this morning is inside of you, waiting to be used. To face those things that come against you today, to face those things that rise up against you today, it'll be there. Listen to that Spirit. Listen to that Spirit for correction, for guidance. Admitting to the Spirit that you don't know it all. And you're not always right. But the Spirit is. Ask him to correct. Ask him to show you things that you can be stronger and better at. And bringing others to Christ or in your own life, in your own house. Ask him to lead you. Not my way, Lord. Not my way. Not my ideas, Lord. But your ways. Your ways, Lord. Not mine. Show me, Lord. Where I walk to the left or right and bring me back to the middle so that I can heal my land, heal my friends and my family, and heal my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, James. Forgive us, Lord, for the iniquities of this week. Allow us to receive this, Lord. Jesus passed, poured the wine into a cup, saying, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of our sins." We are covered in Jesus' name. Be healed, church. Let your heart be stronger. Let your faith be stronger. Desire healing from all around us. Lord, we just lift them up to you. You're in a place of power. The Bible says, therefore, you can't change it. God has given it to you. He said you've been forgiven. You can't change it. God has given it to you. So let's love him in this church and love him in your life. Give him praise, church. Therefore. You know, people just try new things sometimes, and I know Brother Dave is really amazing with the bow and arrow, but he's always looking for that new bit of technology, and he's not afraid to try it. And you know, my friend from Nova Scotia who fishes, I bet you're always looking for that new lure, that new thing that you've never used before. You're going to catch the biggest trout, and you're not afraid to change and put that on, right, Deacon Chuck? We got those things in Maryland. We know she catches fish like my wife. It doesn't matter what they use. But, right, George, there's always that wanting. There's always that wanting something special. And God says, I got it for you every day, and you just got to change a little bit. You got to let God move you that way. And when you let God change you a little bit, you're going to catch more fish. You're going to have more peace, more understanding, and you're going to be able to bring people to a truth that you have through faith. Give him praise, church. He is so cool. God is good. Yes, he is, all the time. We all have so many things to be thankful for today.